So why have I changed the entire brand from Arabic in 60 Steps back to Arabic with Sam? Why have I closed the Arabic in 60 Steps program? And where do we go from here? We need to catch up on some stuff. I haven't made any content on this YouTube channel for a good few months now, and it's been really busy on the back end. So we need to kind of have a chat about what's been going on. First thing to mention is that this is kind of a two-part video, really. This is kind of the really important stuff for you guys who follow my YouTube channel and my podcast. And there's kind of a part two to this, which is deeper on how we can help you at Arabic Unlocked. So as you guys know, I had a podcast with Esed, who's one of the co-founders of Arabic Unlocked, back in January. And that podcast is still available on the Now Arabic with Sam podcast, at the time Arabic in 60 Steps podcast. After that conversation that we had, we started kind of talking about our philosophies for teaching Arabic and our reasons why we teach Arabic, and a bit more about the Arabic in 60 Steps program and about Arabic Unlocked. What I kind of realized in that conversation were that Arabic Unlocked were a bigger, more ambitious version of my values. Like, we were completely aligned in terms of the things we cared about. There's certain values that you develop when you teach for, you know, nearly a decade like I have, that you care about the success of other Arabic teachers. That it's not just a business, that you should put what delights the student above what you find difficult and things like that. And we seemed completely aligned in that. And Asad kind of suggested to me as a hypothetical, like, what if he mentioned a few other organizations, not Arabic Unlocked. He was like, what if they offered you a job where you could do the things that you enjoy and not the things that you don't? Things like accounting and video editing and things that I'm just not very good at. Like, what if they offered you a job? And immediately I was like, no. Why would I do that? But when he framed it as actually being Arabic Unlocked, it made a lot more sense. Like, I realized that I could actually be part of something bigger and have a role that more directly matched my whole skill set and the things that I'm best at. So at that point, sort of back in January, we started this conversation about maybe joining the team at Arabic Unlocked. That's a little bit complicated because it's not really just hiring me. It's kind of hiring a business in a sense, because we've kind of built the Arabic in 60 Steps program. There's like over 1,000 students in there and stuff like that. And those things would kind of need to change. So there was a lot of discussion, right? That's why it's kind of taken this long to go all the way from January back then up into kind of where we are now. What we've ended up doing is I've joined Arabic Unlocked now. I am a fully fledged member of their team. In fact, you may have seen my face in some of their ads even. I've been involved in recording some of their ads, and I've even shot some YouTube videos for them as well, which will be coming out soon. We've done an entire podcast. I went back to the UK for a brief period and I met up with the team up in Leeds, and we shot a couple of podcasts, and we had a social as well in the Peak District. Shout out to you guys from the north. And I'm really a part of their team now, alhamdulillah. So how does that fit with everything that was kind of already going on my channel? So the Arabic in 60 Steps program is still its own program. For all the students who joined earlier, it's still their program, and that's nothing really is going to change for them. But in terms of our platforms, the podcast and stuff, because I'm not opening that course to new students, I will entirely be channeling my course creating efforts into Arabic Unlocked. The Arabic in 60 Steps thing is about the program, really, whereas it doesn't need to be anymore because my program work is all in Arabic Unlocked now. So all of this can actually kind of return back to what it was initially, which is just Arabic with Sam. I mean, I don't know how you can get more simple than that. It just is learning Arabic with Sam. And I've got complete free rein to continue doing this as I please, right? I'm going to continue doing the Arabic with Sam podcast, Arabic with Sam YouTube channel, doing the stuff here to help students learn the Arabic language, just as I've always done. So those things will still go on. And there's still an Arabic with Sam Instagram, and Arabic with Sam Facebook, Arabic with Sam on, you know, whatever other platforms you follow me on. So where we are in our Arabic Unlocked journey is that I'm Academy Lead. That's like my official term at Arabic Unlocked. I'm Academy Lead. So what Arabic Unlocked is, obviously it's an Arabic language education company, but with a really big focus on tech actually. Like, at the front is the app, which is a huge part of what we do. Like, it might be in the future kind of the main priority. So there's an app, but there's also an academy. So the academy is what I'm heavily involved in, right? So the academy, we have different programs. At the moment, we have Quranic Arabic Unlocked, which is actually a very similar program to the Arabic in 60 Steps program, but a laser focus on the Quran. Its objective is to take students from people who only know the script up to where they understand the Quran. We also have a language mastery program, which is essentially what we call the Arabic Unlocked students' unfair advantage, right? Like, it's how, it's learning how to learn languages, right? But specifically Arabic. So we've taken lots of techniques for our entire team, and I've had input on our revamp of it, of the very best techniques to learn the Arabic language. So that's what's in there. Coming up, we have some other stuff as well, but in kind of part two of this video is where I'll talk about kind of the more specifics of our programs, the things that I've been involved in, and all that sort of stuff. What's going to be coming up? So we have some podcasts organized. I have actually some graduates of the 60 Steps program who are going to come onto the podcast as well as guests, but I'm planning on us having general story walkthroughs. Like, the story walkthroughs are things that lots of my students kind of came to know me by, really. So I think that's something we should do. And that's kind of a genre that Arabic Unlocked at the moment don't seem so interested in having that on their YouTube channel. So it might make sense for us to keep on doing that here. So if you guys have a story in mind, you wanted me to do another story of the prophets, or you wanted me to do another Kamil Kilani story, or you wanted me to do just something else, we could do another walkthrough here, inshallah. We could start another one. Something else that you need to be aware of as well is I'm going to be bringing a bunch of the content from the Sam Martin Burr YouTube channel over here as well. When we look at that channel, like, I started that channel as like a personal brand, sort of free of the Somali or the Arabic stuff that I do, for me to just do what I like with. But I kind of couldn't help myself but turn it into another Arabic channel. So that's what it ended up being. So all of the Arabic Arabic content from that channel, I'll bring over here over the next sort of week or so, inshallah. So just so that you guys are aware, if you see the uploads and stuff, or maybe you want to catch up on some of that stuff, then that'll be good for you guys too. I'd like to invite you to part two of this video, inshallah, where we'll do a deeper dive into what we actually offer Arabic Unlocked, and a bit more about the journey, about how we got here and why it's the right move for me and things like that. There might be kind of interesting stuff to talk about with you guys, inshallah. So I'll leave a link in the description section below for you to check out the kind of part two of this video, and I'll see you guys over there, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.